Good morning. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today is April the 25th. It's 9 a.m. We're in State Capitol Senate Finance Room in attendance. Co-Chairman Sinnemann, Co-Chairman Olson, Senator Bishop, Senator Keel, arriving Senator Merrick. Senator Wilson is out on other business today. Today we have Senate Bill 41, which is the capital budget. And we have a CS that's going to be presented by my staffer, Mr. Grusendorf. But before we do that, do we have a motion to adopt the CS?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 41, version R, as our working document.
And I'll object for discussion purposes. As everyone is well aware, there's limited resources today before the legislature on many items, including the capital budget. But with that, Mr. Grusendorf, can you go over the changes?
Yes, I can. For the record, my name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to the Senate Finance Committee and Senator Hoffman. In front of you, you have the backslash R version of the state's capital budget, the Senate proposed capital budget. From CS1, we have added back probably the majority of the governor's request. There are two items we moved to the operating budget, and that was for the Alaska Travel Industry Association, which was $5 million, and we also moved the legal expertise and consultation services to support statehood defense. That was from the governor's office capital budget. We moved that to the operating budget also. So that's $15 million of projects that went from the capital budget to the operating budget. We did make some changes, some modifications to what the governor had presented us. Most of them were, I don't know how to, modified some. For fish and game, we took out vessel and aircraft maintenance, repair and upgrades. We just removed the upgrades. We pulled out the Arctic Fisheries appropriation of $1 million. The last big one is we did not fund for public safety. We didn't replace the large class vessel to replace the Enforcer that's stationed here in Southeast. The ads that this committee is recommending at this time, these are general fund ads, general fund only. We put them in four categories of ads. The first one is grant writers to maximize community's ability to secure federal grant monies. This is to secure discretionary IGIF money. That's the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The next one was food security and resource preservation. The third category is statewide energy programs. And the last one is deferred maintenance. Now, in your bill, I will go through page and line to where these ads are. In the Department of Administration, on page 2, line 20, there's new intent language for the statewide salary survey. For the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, there's a handful of grants. First one is page 3, line 3. Alaska Energy Authority bulk fuel upgrades. There was an addition of $2.5 million GF match for a total of $8 million GF match for the program. Page 4, line 7, Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, the genetic stock identification for Chinook for $359,000. Page 4, line 10, Bering Sea Fishermen, improved stock of origin analysis for Western Alaska salmon. That's $513,000. Under the grant writing part of this, page 4, line 13, is the AFN Navigator program for $2.5 million. If you recall, that program last year was funded at the same amount, and according to what they brought in front of the committee, they were able to bring back about $220 million back to the state in federal money. The second grant writing is page 4, line 15, to the Alaska Municipal League for infrastructure coordination and grant writing assistance for $500,000. I don't know if many people know this, but they were some work they did last year. They did work for Department of, they were contracted by the Department of Transportation, and they wrote the grants that brought in all that money for the ferry system. So once again, they brought in $278 million worth of projects with their grant writing, and we're hoping they can continue that work with other areas of the state. Page 4, line 18, part of the food security, Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute for Western Alaska Chum Salmon Bycatch. This is a kind of, it's not a pilot program, but last year they did some in-season identification so they could do some in-season management with sockeye. They want to try this out in the off on the inshore Bering Sea to see if they can help the pollock fishery stay off at the endangered species of Alaska chum, and so they can identify them in real time. So if they're starting to catch those fish, the trawlers can move. If they're on other species of chum salmon from other places in the state or other countries, they can stay on those chum and continue fishing where they are. The last one under the grant writing is page 4, line 22, the Denali Commission, non-federal match for federal infrastructure projects, and that's $5 million. Moving on to education, page 4, line 33, for Mount Edgecombe High School deferred maintenance, there's $1 million to replace the windows in the boys and girls dorms. And on page 5, line 7, is the major school major maintenance grant fund for $30 million. Moving on to revenue, page 10, line 11, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Energy Program weatherization. We added $5 million of general funds, and the total of that program now on in general fund is $10 million and is matched by their dividend. Page 10, line 27, rural professional housing, that's an HFC, $1.75 million to bring the match up to $5 million for that program. To DOT, page 15, line 18. Harbor Municipal Grant Fund, there was $9.5 million added. If you recall, when Senator Bishop brought before this committee a list of reasons why we need to keep our capital budget high, and one of those things was deferred maintenance, and this was one of the items that was mentioned in that presentation. And then lastly, well, not lastly, but the University of Alaska, we addressed their top four priorities that they brought before us. Page 29, line 11. UAS roof replacement safety improvements for $3.6 million. Page 29, line 14, UAF paddy pool code corrections for $7.1 million. Page 29, line 17, UAF rural and community campus renewal for $4 million. And page 29, line 19, UAA campus building interior and systems renewal for $17.5 million. The last item is in the judiciary, page 30, line 3, a plan and design Stratton Library remodel for the courthouse, for a future courthouse for $420,000. Those are the GF ads that you'll see in this year's capital budget. So for this year's capital budget proposed, The Senate is coming in an unrestricted general funds of $344,030,300. For designated general funds, $68,283,304. For other state funds, $158,339,324. And for federal receipts, $2,132,078,059. That is a $53 million increase from the governor's proposed budget in general funds. Also included in this bill is the FY23 supplemental, which starts on page 36. We didn't make many changes in there. There are reapprops that came in, some from some people that had, some legislators that had projects that they want reapprop, sent in the paperwork, so we reapprop those. The biggest change in the supplemental comes from the Department of Corrections in general funds. The change of $1.2 million the governor had a reapprope for $1.2 million going to the Lemon Creek Correctional Center remodel or repair. We backed that money out and it was reapproped back to its library original intent. And now we backfilled that with $1.2 million in general funds. And that project is on page 36, line 26. We also added some intent, or we're going to add some intent in the future for the DOT emergency weather and catastrophic events. And that is forthcoming. And all the reappropriated unexpected balances are going to go to the Alaska Capital Income Fund. And at this point, that number is $581,000. I'll mention that this budget for the supplemental, 23 supplemental, we have added $16,599,000 of general funds. There are no designated general funds. Other state funds are $77,392,811. And federal funds are minus $19,410,471. So I need to mention one of the reapprops that was made in the senator from Sitka's district. Ledge Legal informs us that we have to put this on the record because the reapprop went to the St. Michael's Cathedral. And the appropriation is for $70,000 and is for a non-secular purpose. It is not intended to facilitate or endorse the teachings of the Orthodox faith. It is intended to ensure the safety of the cathedral's bell tower. And for those of you who don't know the St. Michael Cathedral, it is that Russian church right in the middle of town that was completed in 1848 under the Russian Empire, before 20 years before the Alaska Purchase. And it is a significant and cultural value to the state of Alaska, becoming a National Historic Landmark in 1962. And with that, I'm available to answer any other questions you might have.
Do you have any questions, Senator Edmund?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as additional comments on the last item, which is the St. Michael's Cathedral bell tower. The time and weather has taken its toll on that bell tower. The original building was burnt many, many, many years ago. I think it was reconstructed once and it might have been burnt twice. But the last time was in the early 60s when half of downtown Sitka burnt. And that building then was replaced. And that was 55 years or so ago. They unfortunately used red iron or non-galvanized steel in the bell tower. They built the building so it would not burn again if the rest of the town burnt down around it. But they didn't quite protected from Mother Nature's wet climate. So the landmark is definitely in need of repair, and in the bell tower, obviously, is heavy bells hanging, and they are used and they are rung on numerous occasions for the community. So this this isn't a new appropriation, it's a reappropriation, would give them some seed money to hopefully go out and get a lot more matching grants. It's going to be a lot more expensive than the $70,000. As mentioned, it is on the National Register of Historic Places, and it is, you know, a cultural and historic, of cultural and historic significance to the entire state. So we want to do what we can with this reappropriation to encourage other people around the state to help in securing the reconstruction of that bell tower. And the town grew up around it, like the cowboy movies, you know, with the church in the middle of town. Literally, the church is in the middle of the road, and the road goes around on both sides. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I just thought it would be good, as referenced by Mr. Grusendorf, an explanation on the record, because we do have an issue that we have to always keep in mind, the separation of church and state. So we did quite a bit of research on this to make sure that we were appropriately structuring this appropriation. And hope that those listening that have the financial wherewithal to help in these type of matters will come forward over the next several months and help us secure that bell tower.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought that in a place like Sitka, where it gets all that rain, wouldn't have any problem with fires down over there. But somehow I feel like there's a divine action in there, so I'd be sure we go to church all the time. Well, I do have a question, Mr. Grusendorf. What's the total amount of the supplemental monies that were reappropriated?
That were reappropriated?
Yes.
I do not have that total.
Maybe Michael.
No. I don't have the total of all the reappropriated items.
It was minimal compared to previous years.
Okay, then the next question I have is how big was the supplemental?
How big was the supplemental total?
You got $1.2 million in.
That was the biggest GF change.
Mm-hmm.
But I read the total of the funnel of the supplemental, and that's $16,599,598. The general fund total of the 23 supplemental.
$16 million.
$16 million. 16.5.
I thought you had mentioned $77 million. Somewhere in there.
That was for other state funds.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No further questions.
Senator Olson. Are there further questions? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grusendorf, I may have misunderstood you. Something you said on the project Senator Stedman talked about, I want to make sure I understood, that the grantee is not secular, but the purpose is secular. Is that correct? The purpose is for historic preservation and public safety, right?
That's okay. The intent of the reappropriation.
Thank you. And we've done that before with National Historic Register churches in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Further questions? I'll remove my objection to adopting the CS. Are there further objections? Seeing none, that CS is hereby adopted. Any final comments or questions? The amendment deadline is for Friday, April the 28th at noon. This is probably the smallest capital budget in a decade. So we have to work on that so we have the structures we have are in need of maintenance, and the maintenance portion of this capital budget is at the top of the list. Of the 90 some million dollars that was added to the budget, there's about 60 some million into the deferred maintenance aspect. With that, if there are no other comments or questions, That concludes this morning's agenda. The next meeting is today at 1:30 p.m. The committee will be bringing up Senate Bill 52, which is the base student allocation, and Senate Bill 113, which is the REA fund, Mount Edgecombe, and teacher housing. With that, we stand adjourned until then.